you live out there?
Special.
Says right there.
And we drive around.
On the bus.
It says lyric, so is there like music in the background? Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah. That makes sense. I know. Okay, yeah, you kicked me off. Yeah. Okay. Refer to A up there on operating principles, like for the earlier question posed to you, you know.
Also an exception.
I just say it was dumb.
No, you didn't, but I just wanted to. Wanted to get some clearance. You?
Spot on.
I'm never forward.
Next week.
Just once or twice. Oh.
Oh my God, I love field trips.
Well, I'm. That's awesome.
That's not really working out. I'll be there.
Mr. Collins, Mr. Collins, will you be singing too? Are you no. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be moving my mouth.
You can't act like it's church.
Oh.
How you doing?
Trying to be nice to the people next to me.
Well, I think it's going to be considerate.
One together, so it wouldn't be like, can you help freeze?
Looks like somebody scared Bill off tonight. Wall is tall.
I feel like I should get pants.
You should. Get one of those mild ones. Hillary wore.
I was thinking more like Dumb and Dumber.
It's your job.
Which color do you pick?
The orange, because
you go with the orange.
Yeah, I like the orange one.
What? There's Bill.
I don't know, that like that sky blue was pretty. Powder blue, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
He's doing fine. They just need to catch up.
John Denver.
It's one of the finest movies ever made.
Oh, yeah. Great cinematography.
My boys had every line memorized from that movie.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, they could.
I watched it
start to finish. Oh, a couple like that.
I still have a shot.
In fact, we had a VCR tape of it. That's how old that movie is.
Right.
And it mysteriously stopped working. We couldn't figure out why, but there's a fourth member of the family that liked Dumb and Dumber as much as the rest of us.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Bro.
Well,
200 times.
Well, I was sabotaged. Definitely sabotaged.
Yeah.
Okay. She needs
me.
What's
that?
And she should
come
my way.
I can't watch anymore. That's just some tech stuff.
Okay.
Like how it works.
What's going on here?
Bob did some research on property tax.
Just for fun.
Oh, here it goes.
Around.
Yeah. Okay, guys, we better get started before Todd gives me a hard time for not watching the clock.
Sorry, I forgot to check.
Yes, I beat you. Okay, we've got a couple changes or a change on the agenda for us.
There's one change. We're requesting to cancel the public hearing tonight about the transfer of liquor license, the retail liquor license. The applicant made a mistake on their address. Not critical to us at all, but the state stopped it cold and told us about it Friday.
Is that the firehouse?
No, it's the other one, Chris. It's the Z Financial, the retail transfer.
No.
So the script is to cancel the meeting and establish for April 4th. We'll republish the corrected address. Yellowstone Highway instead of Yellowstone Avenue, the applicant put on their application. We pretty well know a Yellowstone and we do not.
Okay. That's the only questions on the agenda? questions? Anybody bring any packets back?
Thanks, I didn't.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
I'm ready.
I forgot.
I could verbally.
We might, even if you want to just kind of, those of you that don't have it, just if you can remember anything, jot it down. Otherwise, we'll shoot for next week or.
I didn't, are we supposed to be assigning to different ones? Remember?
Maybe let me know what you'd like to be on, what you don't want to be on.
I'm okay with the way I wrote it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the ones that are on there are the ones that we're keeping then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
I'm set on mine.
Except there's a, we need to add, right? Didn't you say we needed to add something
yeah.
on Hall of Justice?
We've got some, so we need one more person for the Hall of Justice group because they've got some rough issues that we're going to need to address pretty soon.
When do they meet again?
It's going to be April 4th at tentatively 10 a.m., but I just texted Rob to see if they can change it.
10 yeah, 10's going to be a problem.
So we'll see if we can push it to the afternoon. It is kind of an odd time, so if nobody else can, I'll go. Okay, so I'll just keep you posted just on what they say
okay.
for kind of a schedule for that.
Questions about that,
I would like a standby for P&Z, a second, an alternate for P&Z.
Okay.
Whoever wants to do that, this is good. And that'd be just in case you can't make it. Yeah, so you can put me down for that.
Okay, so if you have your stuff, great. If not, call me, email me, whatever's easy for everybody.
Did you check your email today?
I do check the email. I got it.
Did you?
Yep.
Thank you.
Strategic planning, we need to revisit that. It's without us doing kind of a long-term planning process for council, we're kind of crippling staff's ability to make their long-term plans, so we got to revisit it. Staff can't do what they need to do without us sitting down, and I'm not even necessarily talking 2 years. We may need to talk about a long-term vision for the city so that it just plays a huge role in what our team is trying to do, and they've voiced that they need us to do it so that they can do what they need to do for us.
And I think the precedent's been set. We talked about this too. The precedent's been set in other cities and municipalities the same size as us that do strategic planning every year with their city managers and their city employees to set that course. So I think that it's vital that we do have some type of strategic planning. Otherwise, I think it's irresponsible and not prudent of us not to do that.
The one long evening might be too much, kind of thinking two shorter evenings, you know, we can send out kind of another whatever that doodle. To kind of try to help us coordinate, but I just think staff needs us to do it, and I really think we need to do it. So are you guys okay if we have a doodle come out and
I absolutely hate doodle stuff. I mean, we have
oh,
this.
Come on.
Why wouldn't we just
that's an
put
option
them on
too.
Here.
And maybe we'll put that on Doodle.
Because, well, we can, but we already know the work session schedule.
Yeah.
Tuesdays
are pretty well committed. So, I mean, let's just pick one and do it.
Yeah, you know, as far as critical things as coal planning, this would be more critical than a lot of the things I see on here that we could review and read if we needed to comment on or we had any kind of issues. Some of them, if we, you know, there's presentations from DDA and that kind of stuff, but when we establish priorities and say the goal process is one of them.
So I think we're pretty set for the next meeting, but I will look at the items on there and see what can be moved and see if that's an option. Obviously that time works for everybody, so.
Okay, when you look at that schedule, we've got actually three sessions scheduled for budget reviews,
mm-hmm.
and if we do our work just right, we may be able to work that, double up on two of those and make one of those planning sessions.
I think, and as far as I'm concerned, we could knock tour the Lyric and deal with this issue too.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll let you guys know kind of how we roll with that, and I'll try to avoid Doodle, which I think was totally cool though.
I love Doodle.
Yeah.
Just a reminder that I will be gone that week of the budget session.
The whole budget week.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, Charlie, I'm going to mull that over a little bit. I kind of like all of us to be there, but.
Well, whatever. I'm just one person on council, so.
All right, so that's.
Question about the strategic planning. Could we do that on the bus?
Do it the lyric day?
A mobile session.
Ooh.
Do it the lyric day?
An interpretive dance.
The bus to Atlanta?
Okay, I'll keep you guys posted.
Because they do say you should do it off-site.
Yes. I'm open for locations, just saying. Okay, Bob, what's shaking?
We've got next week, we've got basically just Amherst Joint Powers Board, and I don't have anything really outstanding there. And that's the big thing for next week, so that's all I got.
Okay, Chris?
Nothing new from CNFR. Things are going along smooth on that. I guess the NICFest changed the state so that they'll be overlapping. Idea being provide people something to do when they're not at the rodeo and that kind of thing. And I had a call from Ernie Johnson today, and I think probably you had a hand in setting up the Alcohol Policymakers Forum.
Yeah.
And that's April 4th is what he told me.
Correct.
In the morning. Did you have a real time?
Yeah, I think it's 7:30 in the morning.
Really in the morning?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of long. Ernie can talk for a long time.
Anyway, there's supposed to be invites sent out to all of us, the county commissions, that kind of thing. I know that report, and it's a comprehensive report on the state and the impact of alcohol and that kind of stuff on crime. And I encourage everybody to go to it if you can make it. 2 hours is probably conservative, but it's gives you an insight into the real picture of the negative impact of intoxicants, I guess, across the board. 75% of crime has some type of alcohol nexus to it.
7:30.
Well, at least it always has. Traditionally, I haven't seen this year's report.
It's a Tuesday.
Okay. Charlie.
DDA meets tomorrow, and I realize it was very short notice that they invited us to tour the downtown. I don't know if there'd be another alternative. I guess we could think about that possibly as a work session at some point if people wanted to. We could. The DDA wanted to show us all of the development that they've seen since the Davis Street Station really started taking shape, and you know, it's been substantial. So, and I don't know how interested people would be in seeing some of those locations, but I know Kevin would like to show us what he's been showing everyone else about what's going on downtown. So, I was able to do the thing this Friday, but I realize most of you could not. So, if you all would like me to try to work out some other arrangement with the DDA for a tour, I'd be happy to do that.
With us.
They've got other alternatives in place. Okay.
A lot of us have sent in stuff, and they'll set up a time. Right, cool. It's just this week is rough on a few of us. So.
Well, like I say, it was pretty short notice. So. That's mainly it. I did go to the meth conference planning meeting, and I don't have the date. I should have the date, but I don't. It's next month, and their agenda is moving forward, and it continues to. Continues to survive year after year with good community support. So I think that's it.
Okay, Amanda.
Leisure Services Board meets Thursday, and then we'll be attending the Women of Distinction Awards on Thursday. Other than that, I don't have anything.
Okay, Todd. Nothing. All right, Sean.
Nothing tonight.
Jesse.
Talk about what Councilman Walsh was speaking about for the PMO meeting. That is April 4th. If you guys could attend, that is great. I attended the one last year. There's some great information that's presented of some of the challenges that law enforcement and the county face and it would be great if everybody could attend. Official email should rule out at some point. Also, the media is being contacted since there is going to be other council members and possibly 5 people from this council attending, so that's all I have.
Okay, great.
Let's see, Housing Coalition, tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Planning on being there for that. Speak at the Wyoming Business Council on Thursday morning. I just wanted to give a shout out to the staff and what's that?
I got an email that was canceled.
Oh.
So
from Kim?
No, internally. A scheduler that was canceled.
Okay, I'll find out.
It must not be. Don't listen to me.
Oh, okay. I'll find out from Kim.
I was inappropriate.
Okay.
Inappropriate.
No, that's fine. Scared the heck out of me. So anyway, planning on going to the planning at this point, this juncture, to go to speak at the Wyoming Business Council leadership that same day at 12, and then on Friday I'm going to the DDA tour, so I'll be taking care of that. Also on Friday, Chief, I'll be going to the graduation for CIT, so I'll be there for that, support you guys. And then next week, although I'll reiterate, talk about this, my schedule will be crowded there too, but I'll be at the Restorative Justice Symposium, and I'll be speaking at that too. So.
I don't have a whole lot either, other than how do you guys like the format of going around the table? Do you find it beneficial? VH and I were talking a little bit about kind of how in the past it used to be more for council initiatives and a little bit less for committees. Do you feel like you're getting all the information you need? Anything you guys want to shake up there? It just sounds like we morphed over time, so I thought it'd be a good question to throw out if there's a different way you guys want to share committee information or initiatives.
I'm not sure what purpose it serves to tell each other where we're going or where we've been unless there's something that came out of that meeting that we should share because the rest of the council should know. I mean, I don't mind hearing that people are going to this or that, but if it's not that necessary, then I'm not sure what it does.
Maybe we'll revisit it after we kind of finalize our boards, which you all aren't going to forget, and I'll even try to send a reminder email.
Just as someone who's attended a lot of these, I think one of the things that people have done in going around is to suggest a workshop session topic that maybe the rest of us hadn't really thought about, a concern or something, maybe a reason why they ran for office, and to say, I would like for us to spend some time talking about this. And so.
And I appreciate, like, even like with Jesse saying, hey, April 4th is this. I wouldn't have known about that had we not.
Right.
I find it beneficial in that sense.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what I mean.
I agree with you, Todd, in the sense that if it's going to benefit, absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
but just kind of a reminder, I guess, that's an opportunity because the work session agenda is set by the mayor and the vice mayor, but we all have input into that and can add topics and should from time to time.
Okay. All right. Anybody have anything else?
Well, we've got another group coming in to use the biathlon course. Maybe you've seen it. It's some of the handicapped folks are going to have a national meet up there. I think it's in the end of the month, if I remember right.
Okay. Fabulous.
It'll be kind of cool to watch if you get a chance.
Great.
That's good.
Okay. Can relax and then head out.
Workers did a hell of a job on themselves.
I think you're right, Charlie. We should probably take that.
One time in the morning, we had a rainstorm downtown. I don't know if everybody got it. Rain went crazy for about 20 minutes.
If we said we can't get off the bus until we're done,
right,
we'd stay focused.
Yeah, we would. Exactly. Well, we'd get dizzy.
Wait until noon.
Thanks for making that change for me, Jessica.
Yeah, absolutely.
Easy enough.
I sent you an email too about
just
making a change.
Okay with me.
We got to tell Renee
not tonight. She's,
yeah.
No.
Okay.
It's A-okay.
I left it up for a slug. Told her that's okay with me. And
yeah, that's
reason.
All you need to do is just tell her, just reply to her that it's okay and then it's done.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got more conflicts this spring than I've ever had.
Okay.
Yeah, I just can't believe that on the work sessions. That, yeah. One a week? Like, okay, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Only week.
No,
I appreciate that.
No curveballs tonight.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to miss a bunch of this. March, April, and May.
I saw you in your big red truck the other day.
Steven?
Hey!